brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
Everybody, Bud Light, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry, and soon to be something else. Big news coming with them very, very soon. You can reach out to them at 484-202-3656, 484-202-3656 for all your residential contracting needs, or you can check out their website, mcsinc-pa.com. Everybody, my name is Quimby. I am joined alongside Hollis Tank Thomas. How are you, sir?
Good.
Chris Sackmaster. Slash.
That was pretty good.
That was good. I liked it. Michael Diaz is currently gathering his thoughts.
Crying himself to sleep?
Yeah, for an epic blow up on the 76ers coming up here. Probably after our first break. He's crying it out right now. He's crying it out. We're also joined by our good friend Luis Dominguez Jr. from Miami, up to say hello to one of his favorite football players, Urban Fryer. And, of course, our good friend Jeff Quinn in from our friends over the bridge at Echelon Health and Fitness. Quinn is one of the owners, along with Dave and Susie. Excellent people. Didn't even realize Dave and I went to college together till the last time we played golf. Oh. That's crazy. But now we appreciate the support we get from them. And I know Quinn has a little bit of a gift for Irving at some point in time today, so we'll get to that shortly. It's week 22 of the I'd Pipe Sean McVay's fiance list. Yep, still there, everybody. You're still there.
Still there.
Also in studio, once again, 17-year NFL vet, 5 Pro Bowls, 2 second all-team, Bart Starr Award. I can go on and on and on, but he hates the accolades. No, you actually like the accolades a little bit, don't you?
It depends on the setting. But you forgot the Madden team. I mean, the Madden team.
Oh, here we go. Hey, that's important.
I made the Madden team one time.
Quinn, why don't you pull the microphone over to you, brother? Don't be shy here. We're all family. So in studio, Dr. Irving Fryer, everybody. We had such a good time with you last week, but we didn't get to everything we wanted to get to. So, you know, you kind of have an open invitation. As a matter of fact, hell, we'd rather have you on the show than Diaz. So,
I mean, let's just say we'd rather have anybody than Diaz.
Diaz, you better get in here.
Please don't. Is he the second acceptable doctor in Philadelphia? Please.
What's that?
Is he the second acceptable doctor in Philadelphia?
He's not Urban Fryer.
No.
All right, and we'll get to Glenn in a little bit. All right. Because there's only one doc.
That's only one. That's right. Don't even try to even put me in the same sentence as him.
But, all right, you guys, happy to have you back.
We're going to
have a lot of conversation with you today. Also, we're going to have a new segment, everyone. We're not struggling for content with a 2-hour show with no stupid call-ins, but
that's for damn sure.
but there is only so much you could talk about with a less than mediocre baseball team and an epic collapse by your 10-9-8 76ers. So we have a new segment called What If. We're going to go back and hit the hard ones. We're going to talk about sports moments and what if something took place. What happened? What would happen to the timeline continuum?
Wow.
What butterfly effects. And I think we all have our own. I have about.
That was a good movie.
That was a terrible movie.
Thank you.
Never saw it.
I got about 20 what ifs.
20? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we were drunk.
I don't know that much about sports to have 20 what ifs.
We were.
What's wrong with your list? I gave you a couple last night, so.
Yeah, well, we got those on there.
Yeah, we were thinking. We were just thinking. We were brainstorming.
Absolutely. Brainstorming.
So
that's what it is. But everybody, let's get through the business end of things real quick, and then let's get to it. And we appreciate you joining us here on Thursday evening if you're watching the live record, or Saturday afternoon if you're driving around in your car, listen to us down at the beach. We do appreciate the patronization, the support, everybody. Once again, please rate, review, download, subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. You can also listen to us on TuneIn Radio, the app, by searching for Green Legion Radio. You can also just do the simplest thing. Go to iHeart and download, or go to your app store, download the iHeart Radio app, and you can listen to all four shows, although you're going to have to subscribe to Baseball Brunch. Different. Thanks, Kyle.
You damn
I've been right. doing that. I've been saying this wrong the whole time. Nobody tells me, Kyle.
Yeah, I just let you
producer Kyle.
Programming note too, we're going to be on from 10 to 11 this Sunday.
Okay.
So make sure you guys tune in an hour earlier than you're used to.
What are you doing, Kyle? Anyway.
Apparently nothing.
Yeah. Yo, what time is it? 6:11. No truer state. 2:11. 1:11. No truer statement's been spoken so far on the show yet today.
No one's going to top it either.
I bet you different. Except for your Beavis hair that you got going on today.
Oh, Jesus. You know, it comes from a man that wishes he had this hair.
Wow. Truer words have never been spoken.
Yeah. He does have a hat on.
Yeah. Always have a hat on if I'm not at work.
You guys, so also just iHeartRadio app. You can listen to all four shows, Green Legion Radio, Ice to Shorts Winter Sports, Get Tanked Happy Hour. Also subscribe to Baseball Brunch so you can listen to those idiots on Sunday morning. Are you in studio?
We'll be back in studio again this week because it's another road game. They're up in Queens. So being that, you know, you only want us down at the ballpark when the Phillies are home, we'll be back on the 4th of July,
baby. This too.
No, it's okay. It's all right. It's not that, and we don't have to.
I know you like to feel like a big shot going into a studio.
It's actually really cool. Yeah, I do enjoy that part of it. But, yeah, we'll be back 10 to 11 on Sunday, and I'm going to try and be as professional as possible this week because the Phillies are really pressing my buttons. I'm going to blow up today. But Sunday, I might not be able to keep myself and my composure.
Let's make sure we keep Murph on as a partner. Tank.
Yes, sir.
You're hearing big time over here.
Yeah, I hear big time.
Thanks a lot. I'm surprised you haven't played the song yet for me. Big time.
Dude. No, I'm not giving you any more credit.
Thank you.
He sings.
Again, nothing.
I'm just
he sings. He can sing.
I know, but he wants that just so we can pay attention to him.
I'm like Will Ferrell in Step Brothers.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I'm a mixture between Fergie and Jesus.
You're a mixture between getting fired and you getting muted.
For Jesus.
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio is brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, Stateside Vodka and Stateside Bourbon, MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, The Neck Sip, hands-free drinking, drink and text at the same time, TheNeckSip.com, NECK, all the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Cavanaugh's Riverdeck, Cavanaugh's Headhouse, Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse, our good friend Paul, working the basement bar down there in Cavanaugh's University City, all the beautiful ladies over at Delilah's, where we are heading after the show. Make sure you help them get through med school and law school. We have a lot of brain surgeons over there. All the City Fitness Philadelphia locations. Stop it. All the City Fitness Philadelphia locations. Graduate Hospital, Logan Square, East Market, Fishtown, and Northern Liberties. And, of course, if you are not in the city and you are across the bridge, check out our good friends at Echelon Health and Fitness, our good friend Jeff Quinn in studio with us today. Bucks County Baseball Company got an appearance as soon as JP gives the word. JP, give the word sometime soon here, getting in the middle of the summer. King of Prussia Diner coming soon, Cherry Hill Triplex, and a fantastic new announcement today. For no other reason other than there were some sponsor issues with our good friends over at Chickies and Pete's. There is no bad blood in any way, shape, or form. We will continue to patronize them and in every way, shape, or form speak as highly as possible. There is a small sports book issue with sponsorships over there, so we had to look elsewhere for our player show with Dave Spadaro this year. And the owners of Crab du Jour are bringing in an excellent upscale restaurant and bar to the Fillmore area right across from Goose Island here in Northern Liberties. Nice. Called The Fin. Got a nice 25-foot by 8-foot TV installed today.
Wow.
Our good friend Jeff Schroth, part of our Big Boy Green Legion, yep. Big Boy Fantasy League.
Oh,
yeah, he is. He's the one that made that happen, and we are happy as hell to announce that the players' show will take place every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Finn here in Northern Liberties. It's right across the street from
Rivers
Casino. Sorry. Right across the street from Rivers. And we are excited as hell to be going over just because I know we have to go a block and a half. It's great. Take us to walk across the street.
300 feet.
Yeah, that's it. You'll still be sweating by the time you get there.
Yeah. Oh, God.
There it is.
Oh,
rolled
God.
It.
Oh, God. I had to go around the whole street.
Sons of bitches.
Oh, man.
Jeff, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you giving us this opportunity. We are going to knock the hell out of this for you. In case you guys weren't part of the Players Show before, did it 2 years ago before we were on Fox Sports Radio here in Philadelphia. It was just a podcast. Dave Spadaro is with us every week, and he brings a current active roster player into the show. It is a lot of fun. In addition to that, the Finn, Crab du Jour, has also made sure that at least two Philly's finest swimsuit models will be there every week, giving and signing calendars away. 18 weeks, everybody. You get to put up with our crap for 18 weeks. Isn't that awesome?
Could be more for their playoff team.
Yeah, playoffs. We're going to have to get into that.
So 18 weeks.
That's why
no one likes you, Slash.
Yeah. And the best part is, Slash is kind of pissed off about this because he actually has to do some work now.
Yeah.
One of these shows. Sorry, Slash. But anyway, Jeff, we appreciate this, and it is an exciting opportunity. We're also going to get Twin Spires involved. Everybody, Twin Spires is going to be sponsored Green Legion Radio as well. There's a lot of good things. We are trending upwards, everyone, and we do appreciate the support. We cannot do this without you. MCS is starting to see some business. Our sponsors are happy. I'm actually happy doing this. I can't stand what I do in the other the other world, but here I does Quimby have like a bat signal when he rocks an Avengers shirt? Yes, Russ Taylor, I do. And it's putting you on notice, my friend. But enough business. Again, Jeff, we appreciate you, and we're going to knock this out for the Finn family of Crab du Jour. If you see a Crab du Jour anywhere, stop in and purchase something. Do it. Tank.
Yes, sir.
What happened this week in Hollis history, and what happened this week in Hollis history?
Did
I say sports history and Hollis history? I think you said Hollis and Hollis twice.
But it's all about Hollis.
It is all about Hollis. What happened in sports history, and what happened this week in Hollis history? And I know one if you didn't pick it up, and you should know it too.
Yeah, really, you do? Thanks.
Yep.
Today is June 26th, 2021. The 177th day of the year. There's 188 of these puppies remaining. In the events here real quick, on January the 22nd, 2017, the 76ers drafted first overall Markelle Fultz. I know that. And then,
sorry, man, I should have had my sound bite.
I thought you knew. So also June the 23rd, 76ers drafted first overall Ben Simmons.
Make a free throw.
And on this very day, June the 26th, 1996, a young budding Hollis Thomas was going to his mini camp, and we the 76ers drafted Allen Iverson.
Sorry.
Drafted Allen Iverson, the answer, AI, the real answer.
Yes.
Nice. Not Andre Iguodala.
Thank you.
Who was a hotter commodity at that time? Was it Hollis Tang Thomas or was it AI?
AI was.
Diary. Jackpot.
And I had two quick birthdays. 1968, Shannon Sharp. 1980, Michael Vick. I felt like
you're missing something.
I'm missing something.
You didn't hit the site I told you to hit every week.
Okay, what you want me to do?
Rick Wise.
I didn't want to.
Bitch is a no hitter, but what else does he do in that game?
Hit a grand slam.
Not only that, he hit two home runs.
Two home runs.
The only pitcher in baseball history to pitch a no hitter and hit two home runs in the same game.
Yeah. Did you know that Wednesday's game between the Phillies and the Nationals was the first time in Major League history where both teams hit a grand slam and a 3-run home run?
Nah,
yeah. Really? First time. First time it ever happened.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
And I mentioned that like last year. So I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to retread the Rick Wise thing.
See, that now that right there.
Retread. We have new listeners.
No, but Hollis has archives. Yeah, he goes through and makes sure that he doesn't.
I make sure
that
so he doesn't repeat himself. So
it's a solid man, right?
All right, remember, we're gonna work on this.
Spot. Well, if you want one that I haven't retreaded,
please. On
June the 26th, cue up your New York Mets thing. Cue up your New York Mets one.
I was muting Slash.
Yeah, I know. Cue up your New York Mets one. You got it queued up. You got it queued up.
I'm working on it.
Okay, we have it queued up. I'm gonna let you queue it up because this is one that I haven't retreaded or I ever said before.
Got it, baby.
You ready? In 1993, the New York Mets, Anthony Young, he ties a record of consecutive losses as a pitcher with 23 straight losses.
So far, Halloween's a bigger letdown than being a Mets fan.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
Yeah, see?
And those jackasses are in first place.
I know. Wow.
Doesn't that just get in your craw?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And it was something that I wanted to mention to you guys because I thought of this because of what you said the other day about you were tired of being in the record books for the losing end of the record. And sorry about the stutter set, but we're also in the record books right now for the most dead money ever in cap history. Ever.
You got a money?
Dead money, dead cap money.
You got dead cap money?
Yeah, we got 33.
That doesn't sound as funny as Charles Ramsey. Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway.
$33 million. It's the worst. Wow. It's the worst ever.
Hold on a second. I thought Howie Roseman managed the cap well.
Apparently not.
That crap went out the window 2 years ago.
Well, that crap went out the window when Carson Wentz decided that he was... Yeah.
Now, the only saving grace in what I just said,
knock it off, Irvin.
I have my opinion about that.
Now, we want to hear it.
The only saving grace is the other top two. They're both by Rams and by the current head coach with Jared Goff and Cooks.
And we get Brandon to see Cooks. Jared Goff on Halloween when we are in Detroit. And everybody, that game package, travel package will be out on GreenLegion.com on Monday. Oh. Very, very inexpensive package.
I know Lewis is in on that. He says he wants to go to Detroit.
I don't love Detroit. I've never been to Detroit. The best part about Detroit, in my opinion, is the airport.
Is Canada right across
on your way out?
Get in. Stay on the outskirts. Stay on the outskirts. Go in, catch your game, and then roll.
Yeah.
Real quick.
But the Rams with 24 and 21 million respectively in dead cap space.
God. By the way, if you guys are joining us on YouTube right now, isn't it hysterical how Lewis is wearing a What Would Shula Do shirt and a Miami Dolphins hat? And his backdrop is green as being an Eagles fan. It's great, man.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Aqua and green.
That's it. And announcement. Just found out today. 2022, Kelly Green coming back to the Eagles.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Apparently, Diaz talked about this with me earlier. And apparently, you're going to two different colors. You can go to two different colored helmets in 2022. Right. 2022,
How many games are going to wear?
I don't know. If they had any brains about them, they'd go back to Kelly Green. They'd change that awful logo from the Kelly Green. I hated that look. I love the Kelly Green. I hated that bird.
Yeah, the bird. Oh, yeah.
I hated that bird.
It looks weird.
It's just too much detail.
Keep the new bird.
Does the new bird work with Kelly Green?
It doesn't matter.
This is true.
It will work if they put Kelly Green on it. You didn't play it. You just have to accept it.
I didn't get to play the Kelly Green.
Where's that microphone supposed to be?
I guess right here,
sir. No, get it in there.
So I did want to ask you guys, besides obviously the midnight green that you guys both wore, what was your second favorite jersey that you put on?
Are you trying to put me on the spot?
And you played with the Saints, so that was a solid jersey after the midnight green, right?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
It was the second home.
The aqua and orange.
Thank you.
Yes, the aqua and orange.
You can't hear you. All right. You have to put it where I told you to put it.
Got it. Right here.
Okay. Take it in the face.
You don't have a headset. So you can't hear.
Take it in the face, Lou.
I can hear you.
All right. Did they answer that question?
They did. Thank you.
All right. Cool. How much time do we have left in this
Lewis
segment?
Is the man.
I need a drink.
Lewis is the man.
Let's just wrap it up at this point.
Is it? Yeah. Are we already 20 minutes in?
Yeah.
Are we really?
19.5, but.
Are you kidding me? Excellent. All right. On the comeback, Michael Shut Up Diaz and the epic collapse of your 10-9-8 76ers.
Wow.
Yeah. And then we're getting, then we're getting into Irving and a lot of questions, a lot of hard questions.
We thought we were going to be talking about, at least in that section, the Sixers this week and how they, you know, were in the, NBA finals and, yeah. Yeah, who said that?
So guess what? You get the hot seat now as a result.
There's no hot seat. There's nothing hot about this seat.
What are you talking about? It's the fireplace. Everybody.
Yes, it is the fireplace.
Bud Light Green Legion Radio here with 17-year vet, NFL vet, Irving Fryer, 15-year NFL vet, Hollis Thomas, the rest of the cast of characters on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com. Back right after this. Never gonna set you free. Doesn't sound stalkerish at all, Matthew Sweet. Bud Light Legion Radio.
Stalkerish.
Here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia. Love the cracking of the Bud Lights here. And of course, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Everyone, we have Irving Fryer in studio with us right now. We're gonna get to him in just a minute, but beforehand, I know everybody's waiting for Diaz, and you're going to have to wait just a couple more minutes because he's still crying. He's got to get it all out. All by myself over in the living room. Sam is doing well over there. Hi, Sam. Hold on, everybody, just so I can piss her off. There she is. Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
That was so mean.
Did you do that on purpose?
Yes, what's that?
You did that on purpose, did didn't you?
She was about cut to her talk off. And you just took her off the screen.
Cut her off.
Sorry, Sam.
Hold yeah, on. Right.
Go ahead. You got the floor.
Good talk.
See, yeah, she can't hear anyway. She's got it on mute.
You're mean.
Chris.
That's just mean.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second. Hey! No. You go back there. The Quinn's going to go over here.
He's going to go over there. We got a full house here. Hey, guys, anything going on?
Yes, hey, you guys playing cards?
Hey, what's going on?
Just talking about you.
We were just talking about you. We were talking about the first overall pick being Markelle Fultz, like in 2000.
Both first overall picks.
Yeah, both first of all.
Yeah, my Facebook memories likes to shame me at end of June of every single year, you know?
Hey, you shared them, though. You shared them.
You do that to yourself.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I just work here. I'm just saying. I'm the bearer of bad news.
How about them Phillies?
Deflect.
Well, what's going on?
Quimby, do you... I think more people want to hear Diaz go off about the Sixers. So
yeah, let's do this.
If you want to do that.
All right, everybody, we got Diaz back in studio right now. Finally, he was in the green room crying, and we understand all the reasons for it. But we also have Lewis here in studio, and Lewis wants to talk to Diaz a little bit. I from what I understand,
I do. I just think we should. It's time for some new slogans for the Sixers.
Oh,
I can't take credit for this one, Q.
Be careful. Look at the eyes on fire that Irving Fryer is giving you. Right.
I am in the Fryer place right now, but Q, I can't take credit for this one because you started this one. But I think it's important to know that whenever Glenn Rivers has a press conference,
there's only one doc in this town.
Exactly, and it should be noted that it's the name's Glenn with two N's should be one of the slogans. So you can go ahead and take that. Go ahead and take that.
Wow. That's just great. That's adorable.
That's great. I'm not done yet. Also, since Diaz claims to be Hispanic, even though I am the only true Latino on this show.
Lo siento, mi amigos, like listening.
Quimby's more Latino than Diaz is.
Thank you.
I would like to do an Ancestry.com background search to see where the bloodlines come in on Diaz's Latino blood.
Uh-huh.
But it's fun to also play instead of Shut Up Diaz has become a trending sensation hashtag wise, but it's good to say the Spanish version, which is
Cállate Diaz.
So go ahead, take that, please.
I'm sure that one will hold. That's a good one.
Listen, if you're gonna crumble that up and throw it away, don't miss it like Ben Simmons, all right?
That was the best one you've had so far.
Well, at least that's a shot he would take.
I don't know if he would take it, but sure. And the last one, and Slash, I'm going to need your help to see if this is acceptable to say over the airwaves. I don't know, but trust the process. Oh. Trust the process really just doesn't fit anymore, because when you blow multiple double-digit leads as a number one seed.
Preach! Just,
the product is not very good. In fact, the product is soiled. And that is why the new phrase should be
trust the feces.
The feces. Trust the feces.
Wow.
Diaz, I'm going to leave you with that.
All right. Thanks. Hey, take that. Great to have you here on the show.
listen, I.
Hey, aren't you glad you decided to show up today?
Yeah. Dr. Sack did his work on Tuesday night and just needed to hammer it home, man.
That's good. So, when do you leave again?
I think you're driving him back to the airport on your
first,
way home.
First thing in the morning, if you don't kick me out before then.
But I got
it. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
A great parking lot on the way to the airport. Maybe I'll leave you off down there. And there's an excellent field right by the landing strip. Jeez, man. You know, I like.
Well, you guys are going to Delilah's tonight, so.
Speaking of landing strips.
And he thought feces.
I'm not going. Don't get it twisted.
Man, what can you say?
I won't be in that crowd.
Everyone said all the same stuff already. Just an utter disappointment. And to waste an MVP caliber season like that, it's never going to be easier than what they have right now. Even though Atlanta won game one, maybe game two by the time this goes on, they're a little bit better than we thought, but that's no excuse. Home court losing three games at home, and we'll talk about, I'll give my Ben Simmons opinions here. And, you know, like first off, I'm a fan and I think, most people say they're a fan, but like this is, I invest my time and my money and go down to the games and I enjoy it. And I was holding out hope. I recognize Ben Simmons' shortcomings. I think it's impossible not to. But you look
more at like no comings.
His one weakness is like the very basic thing about basketball, but everything else he's great in, right? So he's not a terrible player and he hasn't lost all his value. It's definitely gone down, but you look at his playoff and these are excuses. Hollis would say they're excuses, but there was also kind of reason for hope for me. You know, the first year in the playoffs, he was a rookie. Rookies aren't even in the playoffs, okay? The second season, they had Jimmy Butler, as you know, who's fighting with the Miami coaches this past season. It's his way or the highway.
What the hell are you doing over there, Sack?
I'm mimicking to our audience that I'm saying.
Yeah, now, these are all reasons. And then last year, he was injured going in the playoffs. So I knew, and I accepted and heard, hey, listen, he shows up short in the playoffs. I thought this year would be different. And, he's not even looking at the basket. It's not that he's bad at it. It's not that he's bad. It's just the ignorance. He's good at going to the basket, but then you're afraid of shooting free throws.
That's the thing.
I expected better from him. You know, Quimby and I and House, we all had like, he was the first overall pick. He needs more than six shots a game, obviously, but like, I'm like, he's not going to be a ton of shooters. He's not going to be a big shooter and just not even to look for even his own play. He spun on Gallinari. It was a great play. He should be doing that five times a game. And then just to pass it
there's
away.
There's the forehead.
It's terrible.
Just, vein popping out.
It's just right terrible. If I could put 100% of blame on this series, I'd put 100% of blame on Ben Simmons and 100% blame on Doc Rivers. They're both terrible.
Interesting. And I watched Ice to Shorts Winter Sports the other day, and I thought you were going to actually exercise the demons and come out and say the process totally sucks. Because you were bitching and moaning about getting ousted in the second round of the playoffs. You went and you got first overall picks and you've done nothing with them. You've done the same thing. Hold on a second. Right. You kept a coach here that had a losing culture. You continued to keep that coach here. What the hell did you think was going to happen? And the players were telling the coach what to do. Brett Brown, you didn't have a problem with him staying that extra year. Everybody's regressed because of that. Now that you have a coach that holds people accountable, why do you think that Joel Embiid had a MVP caliber season this year? Absolutely. You know why? Because Doc Rivers or Glenn Rivers said, have you ever seen an out of shape MVP?
That's right.
And he came in shape and ready to go. Point blank. It's like, there's one.
That's it.
So, but what I was looking for.
I'm gonna mark that on the board.
Yeah, I'm gonna kick you in the teeth too. What I was looking for from you on Ice and Shorts Winter Sports was I was looking for you to finally just say the process did not work and it is not working. You just did the same thing on Ice and Shorts that you did here. You made a bunch of excuses. You're an apologist.
I thought it would be different this year with just Ben Simmons.
You're an apologist.
I'll add insult to injury here. The Atlanta Hawks went to the Eastern Conference Finals rebuilt their entire organization and went back to the Eastern Conference Finals all in the process span. So that's got to tell you all you need to know about the process.
Listen, let me just start here and just give me a minute and a half. We have 90 seconds left here. And I hear you. A couple things.
Are we already coming to break?
No, I don't know where we are. I'm just saying, give me, I accept it. I hear it all. Listen, the process wasn't the only way to do it. It was a way to do it. What we were excited about at the time was not we were getting out in the second round. We were making it the playoffs as an 8 seed and losing 4-1 in the first round. There was no hope. There was no cap space. There was nothing. They had nothing at all to trade. They had nothing of value except Jrue Holiday. They traded for 2 first-round picks. They tried to rebuild.
He's still playing.
Yeah, they tried to rebuild. Quickly, instead of taking the fill, and I don't want to bring other teams in it, but I'm not saying that the Sixers are the way, was the only way to do it, but it was a way. They didn't want to rebuild over 10 years. They broke it down really fast to build it up really fast. The point of the process was to
fast.
Have consecutive
hold on.
Competitive
it's
teams.
It's from Animal House. Let him go. He's on a roll.
Five years is fast?
Yeah, it is in the NBA.
5 years is fast.
In the NBA?
5 years is fast.
They were like Charlotte. They were Charlotte. They were bad for a decade beforehand. In 8 years, we're disappointed 3 times because they're not winning the title. All right?
Diaz, don't get upset. You knew this was coming.
Oh, I know.
Sit there and take your
medicine.
I know.
But what I'm saying is this. This season was a waste. It was a disappointment. It was a complete failure. But they have to be at a point where you believe in them to be a failure.
He says it. He finally says it.
But the process didn't fail. I'm going.
Diaz, you're a man now. Hold on. You're a man now. You're a man now.
This is a big moment.
I don't think that you can blame Ben Simmons for his shortcomings. The blame is those who drafted him. The general manager and the owners, because they knew what his shortcomings were. If I'm a player and they're going to pay me to do what I do or not do what they want me to do, but they're still going to pay me, then cheers for Ben Simmons.
Everybody, Fox Sports Radio, Green Legion Radio here on 102.5 FM. This is Irving Fryer, 17-year NFL veteran in studio with us.
Yeah, but it's not Ben. Ben does what Ben does. Ben doesn't do what Ben doesn't do. The owners, the general manager, they know that. If he's not performing, get his behind.
Whoa!
Get his behind.
It's okay. We understand.
I understand. Get him out.
This isn't
get
fair.
Get him out. Get him out. Irving, guess what? If I can get paid as a player, the amount of money they're getting paid to do what I do and not do, if I can get paid like Ben to do what I do, drive the ball, get fouled, and not make free throws, then I'm going to do it.
I mean,
not take 3-point shots? Then I'm going to do it. They're going to pay me.
I just had one.
The general manager.
You know what the problem is with you two? You two never look at each other.
Correct. I know. But we have.
I am going to install a mirror.
Okay. We have a bit of a rapport. But only thing that I wanted to get
you're close enough to smell each other.
awkward.
have you been in my car on a hot summer day?
Oh God, it still smells like me.
Yep, it does.
So the only thing I was trying to get you to see was when you build a losing culture the way they did. They brought Ben Simmons in here and they coddled him. He had his people here. You don't do that.
Right.
Were you trying to build a winning culture?
It's not Ben's fault.
Exactly.
It's their fault.
It's like will you keep Brett Brown here as long as they did? No matter if he was a scapegoat and he knew coming in here that's what they were going to do.
Gen Z sucks.
But the thing is, if you pay attention to what happened to him. If he had a coach that held him accountable for what he did, you don't think he would be just a little bit better right now?
I understand. All those things are true. I'd like to
go to the room real quick. Keenan Harmon, who needs a dribbling defender? Love that.
Hold up for a second. You can't knock the defense, the shooting and the fear of shooting. It's really hard to have an argument when Irving Fryer, who's like an iron horse of a wide receiver, played 16 games for like 15 years, had 1,000 yards receiving in his 30s and made Pro Bowls. Like, I'm not going to win that argument.
Kissing that ass.
Oh, but you thought you could win the argument with me.
I'm not trying to win the argument. I'm trying to change perspective. Listen, Ben Simmons is massive, massive disappointing failure of the playoffs. But he is an all-star player. He is not a playoff player. He is the runner-up to the defensive player of the year. He is a good player, but he did not perform at the highest level with 8 teams left to go. So it's not like they're not for drafting him, for coddling him for sure, 100%.
but he's not worthless right now. I'm not happy with him, and he's got to go.
Brian Walden, hey, Diaz, admit, shut up, Diaz Nation. Keenan, again, the process, tank for 5 years, and then let your fans down for the next 3 to 4 seasons.
Be accurate. They tank for 3
years. You are no longer allowed to speak. We're getting to a break here.
Say it to me.
Say it to Diaz.
Hold on, let him, make him, to go to break, make him say it. The process failed.
Talk dirty to me.
This is an intervention, Diaz.
The 2021 Philadelphia Sixers failed. It's not over. It's not over till it's over.
Wow. We thought we were there.
Listen, well, what are we talking about, Diaz, sports here?
Do you understand 1 minute?
No.
Actually, that's a common thread in Diaz's life.
I was going to say, that's too much for Diaz.
There it is. He's muted. Green Legion Radio, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia with Irving Fryer, with Hollis Thomas, with that Spanish guy we don't care about anymore, with Sackmaster, with Jeff Quinn from Echelon Health and Fitness, with Louise from Miami, with Slash, with beautiful Sam in the other room. Nobody puts baby in the corner. Brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential. MCS Custom Cabinetry, back right after this. Green Legion Radio, Bud Light Green Legion Radio. That was Billy Bob, not the Hooters. Slash.
You keep saying that he's going to do it.
I know. You're just egging me on.
Oh, if I hear the Hooters one more time, I'm telling you.
Day by day.
Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia with the normal cast of characters, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry, 484-202-3656. 484-202-3656. Reach out to them for all your residential contracting needs. Mention the Green Legion. Get 10% off any size order.
I did.
Zach did. Zach's getting his bathroom redone, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm getting our current laundry room is going to be a bathroom, laundry room remodel, and then our current bathroom is going to be a walk-in pantry off the kitchen. So a phenomenal job. Len came over last week.
Lenny!
And then I was emailing with Greg earlier. So, hey, man, when you do great work with great people, it just makes you continue to want to do more work with them.
Absolutely.
So phenomenal job.
Absolutely. Hey, shut up, Diaz. Oh, that's right. You're still muted.
He's still muted.
Perfect. Remember, it's Cayete.
Cayete, Diaz.
Cayete, Diaz. Cayete. Cayete la boca.
Wow.
Even got Irving in on it now.
No. I didn't say Cayete. I didn't say that.
Everybody, we are in studio with Irving Fryer, 17-year NFL vet, 5-time Pro Bowler. Happy to have you in studio once again, sir.
I got a what if.
Okay.
What if Ben Simmons took 3-point shots?
Well, don't worry. I've got something along those lines.
Okay, I thought I'd throw that out there. Never mind. Okay, we can keep moving on. Sorry.
So we talked a lot of football last week with Irving, but we didn't get much into his personal life. He does not mind the tough questions. We're going to start asking a couple of them. And I want to ask, obviously, the biggest negative in your life was having to spend time in prison.
Yep.
And you.
I don't know if that was the biggest negative. I've had some other stuff going on.
I was going
to
say.
I'll tell you, man, going to prison would be enough for me.
Well, it was an experience I'd rather have not had to deal with, for sure. But it wasn't so much going to prison. It was everything that happened around the fact that I went to prison, relationships.
Well, you know what? Why don't you tell that story? Why don't you tell us what you want to talk about there? Because that's one of the items we want to talk about. I want to talk about Buffalo, too, because I think that got blown out of proportion.
Buffalo.
Fryer, you separated your shoulder during a game against Buffalo. Instead of watching the rest of the game from the sidelines, you jetted.
Yeah, I didn't separate my shoulder. Let me talk about that, because I was actually on a podcast the other day, and that is true. I was a crazy nut.
Say it again.
I was a crazy.
Have you met Diaz?
No, I was crazier than him. I was out of my mind. Listen, they have programs now.
My screen name, Crazy Nut. My last name's Sack, so it's pretty easy.
Crazy Nut.
Wow.
Can we stay on point here? I'm trying to tell.
I was going
to
get you back on point. A lot of people don't know that before the man that you see right now was God fearing, and he's turned into a great man. It was some trials.
I'm sure, he was always a great man.
No,
a little shortcomings.
Trials and tribulations. I want to hear about the trials and tribulations, because as a kid, I did see you in front of a judge.
Yes, a couple
of times.
Yes.
And so I just want to hear the story of your rise, because you. even though that happened, you never quit. You always persevered. What I always admired about you.
Yeah. Well, no, when I was younger, it's very important for people like us to make sure that we carry ourselves in a way, because someone younger than us, whether it's a male or female, is watching. And they're going to emulate.
Oh, I know.
They're going to emulate themselves after who they believe is successful, who they want to be like. So it's important that we carry ourselves in a way that breeds success in their lives. And we teach them the right things to do, even though we may make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We're people. We do that. And show them that, yes, you can bounce back. But when I was younger, man, I was a nut. And I was a loose cannon. I was angry at everything. I mean, I would wake up in the morning angry. And I was angry because I was angry. And I was angry because I had to live. I was angry because I had to do certain things. I was angry because things weren't the way I wanted them to be. I was just an angry, very angry person. Did I hurt other people? I allow that to spew onto other people in terms of relationships? No. People just did not know that. And on that particular day, being that angry person, and I needed to sit down and really on somebody's couch and talk to somebody. They have programs like that now in the NFL when people come from dysfunctional backgrounds. I know that now as I look back on my life that I really needed to sit down and talk with someone, because I was a ticking time bomb. I was a ticking time bomb. And on that particular day, yes, I got hurt. And they took me inside and the trainers looked at me and I felt like I could play. I didn't separate my shoulder. That's not what happened. It was some other kind of injury. But my shoulder was not separated. I felt like I could play. They didn't want me to play. They pissed me off. So I got in my car and I drove my car into a tree on purpose at 60 miles an hour. I totaled the car. I cracked the steering wheel with my chest. And guess what happened? Nothing. No one sat me down. No one talked to me. Nobody asked me if I was okay.
When this came about, did you admit to running into the tree on purpose?
Yes, I did. You know what? I was at practice the next week.
Yep.
I had a concussion. I was not well. I was not doing well, but I was at practice the next week. The coach came to see me in the hospital because I spent the night in the hospital. I was out the next day. I did it on purpose. I was trying to kill myself. Nobody said anything to me. Nobody sat me down. Nobody asked me anything. If I was okay, what the hell's going on with you, Irvin? None of it. Screw you up. Nothing. Nobody said anything. And that was a problem for me until I came into know Christ and gave my life over to Christ. And then I began to be around people who at least had some sense. They had some sense and they were to give me some guidance. And then through the power of God's Holy Spirit, I was able to be enlightened to some of the issues that I had. And then over years, you know, taking counseling classes and getting degrees and things like that, understanding some of the things that I was dealing with. Do I still have those issues? Yep. I still have those issues.
Demons never get exercised.
They never get exercised. They're caged by the power of God, God's Holy Spirit in my life. They're caged. But I think if the right button's pushed.
Oh, dear Lord.
Like Diaz talking about the Sixers.
Yeah, like Diaz talking about the Sixers.
Or somebody snatching off your brand new hat.
Yeah, there you go.
I was thinking about that knife.
He peeks his head out every now and then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports Philadelphia. Irving Fryer in studio with us talking.
But that's how it was. I came from a dysfunctional background. You know, no real leader in my life, no real male role model in my life. And I was just kind of winging it and not knowing how to wing it. And then you give somebody like that options, because money gives you options.
Of course it
does. Now that's just throwing gas on a fire.
On the Fryer place?
On the Fryer place. Yes, sir.
I remember of that story, but... How old were you? I'm wondering how old you were, because these things
were building up over your
third or fourth year in the league, right?
Building up to your lifetime.
I was like 23, 24.
Okay, all right.
I got saved. I came to know the Lord at 27. So before 27, man, it was good luck.
Right. A lot of pressure.
No, it's not that I felt pressure
in life, family, everything.
It's not even that I felt pressure. It's not even that I felt pressure. I was married. I got married early. It's not that I felt pressure with that. I had children early. It's not that I felt like I had pressure with that. I was just not a guy who was stable. I did not have the right kind of mentality. I did not think right. I did not see life right. I did not think of myself the right way.
God became his structure.
Yeah. Well, you got to love.
Everybody needs structure.
You have to love yourself.
Trust me.
You have to love yourself in order for you to love
COVID,
other people.
COVID was a mother effer when you don't have structure.
66 days without structure. Wow. Last year. 66 days.
That's just mean, man.
Wow.
We'll see.
Because the good news is you're fired.
We'll see, Irv.
Susan Nunnemaker, God bless you, Irving. That's Kyle's
God bless
mother.
You too. God bless you
That's
too. I am blessed. I am, because God takes care of babies and fools.
Now see,
Charlie Harper.
Now, see, the 66 days was one of us did not have a physical confrontation with the opposite sex for that long during COVID, and they were making sport of him.
Oh.
I didn't want to say it was.
It was me.
Oh. All right. Was that on purpose?
Irving, no dry spell with me is ever on purpose, sir.
Okay.
He wasn't giving it up for Lent. We'll just put it that way.
And it became Lenty.
And they were making sport of my. They were making sport of my buddy.
And it's time to take a break. No, we got about 1 minute left. Irving, continue. This is great, great stuff.
You were asking me something else. You wanted to know something.
Well, I mean, that really answered my question. Okay. I guess, would you, I, you know, just looking at your background, you know, we remember you playing and stuff, but I don't remember the specifics. So when, you know, when they ask you questions and learn a little bit more about your career and your life and everything, it's weird to see Pro Bowl receivers in their mid 30s, even now with all the training and everything. You're going back playing with a broken toe and all the stuff that we learned last week.
Right.
Do you think that transformation, 27, when you let God into your life,
mm-hmm.
is that why, I don't want to say you blossomed later, but the majority of your better years were post 29, you know,
and weird as a wide receiver. And the best part about that question is we're going to get to that when we come back from break here at the top of the hour on Bud Light Green Legion Radio. David Harris, Dr. Fryer, God has blessed you.
Yes,
David
has.
Harris is
yes,
a very, very good, excellent part of this show. He's never on the show, but he's always a part of it. And, yes, that's good tidings from him.
Good to recognize that.
Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out, 484-202-3656 for all your residential contracting needs. Everybody, it's the weekend. We're always working for it. We'll be back right after this. Hey, everybody, Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia. The Gambler, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. This is a packed house in here right now. I like this. What do we have, 8 people in a room?
We couldn't do this crap last year.
Couldn't.
That's
for sure. Yeah, hot. Somebody would have bitched and moaned and said, oh, you're defying all COVID.
unless we had a bikini model.
Well, yes.
But the local authorities probably would have been at your door.
That's okay. don't worry. We're friends with the 5th District here. We're good to go. Everybody in studio with us is Dr. Irving Fryer, 17-year NFL vet. Of course, our good friends and hosts, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Kyle //////////////////.
Sales guy / the gobbler.
It never ends. It never ends. Our good friend Luis Dominguez.
Luis,
mi amigo, from Southern Florida.
Luis.
What are they going to do down in Miami now that their one fan is up here in Philadelphia?
Oh. There it is.
Their sellout streak in Marlins games are over now.
It's over, yes.
Wow.
Hey, you see that? That's why when you say something is mean, don't worry, they're going to get them back.
Oh, this will last forever. It's wow. There's a letter up here that actually kind of enshrines that. But we're also here with our good friend Jeff Quinn from one of our other sponsors, Echelon Health and Fitness. And I believe, Jeff, you got something for our Mount Holly resident?
Mount Holly.
Irving Fryer here?
Yes, we came with a special gift today. Quimby called me yesterday, and I had a tea time for 2:40.
You have a tea time for me? Yes.
We'll golf a lot.
You play?
He used to have a hole in his old house.
Yeah, my old house. I had three holes. Yeah, but the divorce happened and prison happened and all that went away.
It's because you had three holes there.
Did you just do the old?
Wow.
Boom.
I hope that button wasn't pressed right there.
Actually, it was four.
Boom.
And the Christian show here on Green Legion.
What? Hey, what? Is it supposed to rain tomorrow? That's how you change the subject.
Oh, okay. Yes, been outside.
Oh, good. Thank you for changing the subject. Yes. You guys are right.
So, we wanted to come today. Echelon Health and Fitness, my partners, Dave and Susie, couldn't be here today, but they're with us. Probably watching us now. We want to give you a 1 year full access membership and 30 days of Thrive personal training. So thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
God bless.
You say Thrive personal training?
Thrive is what's up.
That sounds hard.
Lewis and I wouldn't know. Yeah, but
it's considered the best group training program in the country.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Wow. So,
is it like CrossFit training?
It's better. CrossFit's there to kick your tail, right?
CrossFit kicks my tail.
Whereas this is a program, if you're hip dominant, knee dominant, we will improve your movement. It's Mike Boyle. You probably heard of Mike Boyle as a strength and conditioning coach at the Boston Red Sox, Bruins, currently the U.S. female hockey team. So he created a program for all of us in the room to have us move better and feel better.
Okay.
So you'll love it.
I'm going to thank you. I'm going to move better, and I'm going to feel better.
Yeah, I'm scared. You're going to need to when we go out on the golf course and I whoop your ass.
Sounds like a challenge to me.
Challenge.
All right, so why don't we hear that?
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Wait. That was a challenge flag dropping.
I think we should have a great foursome here. We got Quimby. We got Dr. Urban Fryer. We've got Quinn over here. And let's invite Javon Curse.
Oh, wow. Yes, he will definitely be there. In the immortal words of our good friend Tree Murphy, yo, I'll definitely be there.
Deepest apologies for that.
No. We were having fun. We'll talk about that later, but back to you. Quinn, excellent, man. Yes, we appreciate
you.
That.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Excellent stuff.
Yes.
Irvin, getting back to you.
Yep.
Again, everybody, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia with Irving Fryer, Hollis Thomas, Michael Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, the Gobbler. There we go. You sound more like you motorboat son of a bitch. You're old sailor, you.
Where is she? Figured I put some bass in there.
She's still in the house.
Slash was just busting out the AI. Did you see him?
Yep, there it was.
We're Hulk Hogan.
We're Hulk Hogan. Thank you.
He's a real American. Huh?
We're also here with Louis Dominguez Jr., Jeff Quinn from Echelon Health and Fitness. All right, so we were about to talk about
about his career when he said I don't want to say reclamation project, if I don't know the right word, but you said you found God at 27. You were unhinged before then. You kind of loose cannon.
Yes.
Most of your best NFL career, numbers or production came, way later, which you just don't see then or now. Mm-hmm. Most of your productive,
fine wine, sir.
I don't know. I'm age 30 to 36.
Fine altar wine.
So do you think that was,
Jesus.
As he said last week, playing with Dan Marino, coming up here to Philly with John Gruden,
that was all right.
Do you think that getting on track as far as life goes was the main contributor? It's obviously a part of it.
I think it had most to do with it. That's what contributed most, being focused. The talent was already there. Obviously getting an opportunity to play in a different kind of offense. We did not. I was kind of preserved when I was at New England because I didn't catch the ball.
Did you feel like that was God's path for you when you found him and then got to go to a team where you could implement your own talent?
Like it was a reward.
Well, not like it was a reward, but
hold on a second. I don't think we can use that. That's a bad word, right?
Yeah, right. It's okay. I didn't realize the rebirth, or the new birth, I should say, until I actually got to Miami and actually started playing and started seeing the numbers and my improvement and play and my focus and all take place until I actually got there. When I got saved, when I came to know the Lord and the Lord became my Savior, I stayed in New England two more years. I was in New England two more years. So there were some issues, I guess, I had to work out there to get settled, to I guess, maybe allow people who were my teammates to see who I really was and that, yes, things had really changed in my life. And then I went and was reborn in Miami. But I think that has everything to do with the fact that I was saved, Now I'm focused. I have the Lord in my life. Did I still have struggles? Yes. Yes, because there are some things that changed immediately, but there were a lot of things that took a while, that were a process. That
you love it.
It took a process to change. And still, even today, there's some things that I still struggle with, like everybody. Nobody's perfect.
You were still hood. Go ahead.
Irving, I actually want to take you back prior to your pro career in Nebraska.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Be careful. We got a what-if section.
Okay. Well, I'm saying Nebraska, you know, obviously a powerhouse school, and, uh-huh. but not a lot trouble you can get into in Lincoln, can you? I mean, how are you? Well, I guess you can.
see the look on his face?
All right. Well, do tell, Irving. No. But so
state school?
What was it?
A lot of beautiful Midwest women. Are you kidding me?
Was there any kind? Yeah, but the bars aren't open till 2 in the morning. I mean, so how was it?
If you're Dallas Goddard, they're open till 1:05.
Boom, shakalaka.
So you get knocked out.
So Nebraska, how was that experience just before your pro?
It was a culture shock, obviously, for someone coming from New Jersey, going out to the Midwest. For the most part, it was a great experience. There was an incident, though, right before I left, because people knew that I was being drafted. People knew that I was going to, not that I was going to be the number one pick in the first round, but people knew that I was going to the NFL. So there was an experience I had with a young lady who falsely accused me of putting my hands on her, and I had to go back to court. My rookie year and settle the matter. It was thrown out of court, but she was trying to sue me to get some money.
She knew you were going to be the first pick.
Exactly, yeah. exactly. But other than that, there was, you know, I was good. There were no issues. It really didn't, you know, things started really turning in the wrong direction for me right around 20, 21 years old.
Irving, all right, Quimby again here. And once again, Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia, the Green Legion radio show. We have Irving Fryer in studio with us this Saturday afternoon. Appreciate you guys listening to us down at the shore or on the road, wherever you are. Let's get into the hard stuff, man.
Yeah, let me. Can I tell you about my prison experience or the whole?
I think what everybody wants to know is your side of the story. There's so much. There's so much distance between, What was this? Individual involved. Who was it?
Marshdale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I help set it up, please?
No.
Set it up.
Can I help set it up, please? Because yeah. I was actually.
Set it up.
He was with me.
I was with him around this time. We were coaching at Robbinsville mm-hmm. For the Ravens, and all of a sudden, people start tweeting me about his situation. I'm like, I'm on my way to practice. We have practice and stuff. I'm on my way to the practice. And so they start tweeting me. And so I'm like, what the hell is going on? And I thought it was a hoax or somebody was trolling me. And we thought that everything was going to be okay. So take it from the part where you thought everything was going to be okay because you felt like you knew you didn't do anything wrong, mm-hmm. but that you knew what was going to happen.
Well, yeah. And you said it best, actually. And I'll never forget what you said, Hollis. Hollis said, they're going to make an example out of him. And that's exactly what happened. I don't go around touting or trying to say I'm innocent. People don't want to hear that. Because even if I went to trial and I was found innocent, there would still be people who said, well, you paid your way out. You bought your way out. Right. So it doesn't matter. Once you're indicted, once that comes up, you're guilty. And understand this, too. It doesn't matter with me or anybody else. You're guilty until you prove yourself innocent. You're not innocent until proven guilty. That's not the way the system works. Guess what? When I got indicted, I got fired from Robbinsville. The trial didn't happen for 2 years later, almost 2 years later. I got
brutal.
I got fired from the NFL. People started leaving my church. So, and I was just indicted. There was no trial. I was supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. No, I was guilty until I proved my innocence. I want to give you something funny here. Let me say this about my attorneys, and I'll go back to the beginning. My attorney sucked.
Sucked. Not a laughing matter.
No, no.
You said it was funny.
Listen, I can laugh about it now, but my attorney sucked. Have you? And this is, I promise you, this is the same exact situation. Have you ever seen my cousin Vinny?
Yes. Yes.
That was my attorney.
Oh.
He was great. He was a former federal prosecutor. And he was great with doing research. He was great in finding the facts. Great.
Oh, was the guy that stuttered?
As soon as we got in the courtroom, he started talking. I'm like, what? Oh, my. What?
Oh, man.
Are you talking about the sack of...
Oh, man. Listen to me. I'll tell you
how... No, Dana. Bible.
Let me tell you how bad he was. Let me tell you how bad he was. He was so bad that the firm that he worked for fired him and didn't charge me.
Hold on. Wow. He was so bad.
Wow. Yes.
No, there's going to be there's going to be a whole bunch,
of things that pop up. And it was a quick question. It was one thing that resonated with me when before you got fired at Robbinsville, because
it only took a day.
Yeah. Because they was like we're gonna they lied to us, talking about we're gonna support him through this, and he was no longer there, and we had to finish out the season. But the thing that resonated with me was that you said, Mama can't do no time.
That's right.
Well, Mama can't do no time.
Well, let me tell you what happened. This guy, Barksdale, you mentioned him. Barksdale was a friend of mine. He was a fraternity brother that I'd known for years. We had done business.
Charlie Sheen and James Spader.
Are you going to let me tell a story? You're going to keep interrupting.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm going to keep interrupting.
Every week. Yeah, you're right.
Can I tell the story? Because you knocked me off track when you now he's going to shut up and we'll say
Yeah, you got the intros and comebacks all.
No, that's you. But it started. Barksdale was a friend of mine. We did business over the years for a long time. He was a fraternity brother, and I trusted him. This whole thing started with a house. The house was a house that my sister owned that she ended up renting to some people that we knew, and they trashed the house. So she left the house. She kind of sold it to Barksdale for little to nothing. Barksdale fixed the house up, okay? Then he moved my mom in and her new husband. My mom had just gotten remarried, moved them in there, let them live there for about a year and not pay anything. After about that year or so, and like I said, Barksdale and I have been doing business, doing things the right way. Money's exchanging, obviously. And after a year, he says, listen, I got to get your mom a mortgage. And he's supposed to be a mortgage broker. Get your mom a mortgage because I can't continue to carry this house on my own. Sure, no problem. You let her live there for a year by herself. So he takes her around and they fill out mortgage applications, okay, which is legal until they're approved. Okay, you got to pick one when they're approved.
Right.
Well, he took 9 or 6 of them that they were approved. And watch this. Then told my mother, well, this is where your mortgage is supposed to be paid. So my mother is paying her mortgage and it's current. Come to find out, she was paying the mortgage on one of his other houses and never did pay the mortgage on that house. So when this whole thing went down, she lost her house. She lost her house. And long story short, when they came to court, Barksdale had been found guilty. He's back in jail, by the way, for doing the same thing. He had been found guilty by the
federal. Really? Now, twice?
Yes. 3 times. He was going to prison.
Seriously? Court.
Yes.
Wow.
He's back in prison, but the federal government, the feds, put him in prison. He came to court, and he testified for the state saying that, because the money is justified coming to him. It's all shown coming to him. I got none of the money. So, but his story was, and the state's story was, that money that came to him, he took that money and gave it to other people that I owe money to. Now, mind you, one of those people, his name was Jerry Hostetter. Jerry Hostetter, and I'm going to out him right now. He's supposed to be a friend of mine. He invested in one of the houses that Barksdale and I were flipping. So Jerry wrote a check to Barksdale, all right? A few months later, Barksdale wrote a check back to Jerry. I think it was 100 grand and 110 grand. That was the profit on his investment. Jerry Hostetter was one of the people that was mentioned in the prosecutor's, case against me. Jerry Hostetter came and said, no, that Irving didn't owe me money. That was a return on my investment.
Yeah.
But listen to me now. As bad as my attorney was, I never thought I was going to prison because it was so obvious what was going on.
Stay on track here.
Yeah.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia. Irving Fryer in studio with us. Continue.
Uh-huh. When all of that went down, like I said, I never thought I was going to prison because it was obvious what was going on. There was a guy that supposedly Barksdale paid money to out of that money that I supposedly got a loan from. And Barksdale said, I knew the guy. that I introduced Barksdale to that guy. That guy came to court and he said, I never met Mr. Fryer before.
Wow.
Now, mind you, they're getting all this information, and that's the other thing about the process. When they pick the jurors.
See, the process sucks.
When they pick the jurors, one of the questions they ask the jurors is, do you have any bumper stickers?
Oh, yes.
What the hell does have to do with?
Because it means you're political one way or the other.
Yeah, but they can lie.
Well, if
you're going to go outside and check the cars?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
They can lie.
I mean, I have.
Do you have any bumper stickers? What does that have to do with a person's ability to discern?
Diaz does have a bumper sticker. It says Trump 2024.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I do not. Get the hell.
But what does that have? Because the trial was 3 weeks long. And a few times I remember seeing a few people sleep in the jury section. They were asleep. My life is online. They're sleeping.
And they don't wake you up.
So your bumper sticker, does that give you the ability to discern, to remember the facts, to be able to put things together and come to a conclusion?
I'm with you. I think what they find, and I don't want to get off your story, mm-hmm. but I think what happens is they find if you have these specific beliefs, you tend to drift to this side of some political
lie.
You're right, and they do.
People can lie. But even with all of that going on, yeah. and all of the fact, I mean, even Barksdale sat on the stand and said my mother had nothing to do with it. But yet, when it was all said and done, we were both convicted. Now, the thing that bothers me, and listen, that old Irving Fryer.
I got you.
I'm happy he's gone.
No.
He came out.
Had I seen Barksdale when I got out those first 2 years, mm-hmm. I would have gone back to prison. Mm-hmm. I would have gone back to prison and they would not have had any problems with putting me in prison because I would have volunteered. I did it. Yes, I did it because you don't mess with somebody's mother like
that's
that.
That's right. Yeah.
That's my mother, man. And then I can say this. Forgive me, Lord. The prosecutor. Oh, I had plans for him too. Because when the conviction went down, he stood up immediately. I want them both to go to jail right now. You trying to put my mother in prison? Man, if I could have jumped across that courtroom and choked that joker, I would have jumped across the courtroom choked him.
That excellent new show on AMC Court Camp.
Court Camp.
But listen, I had plans for him too. But thank God for grace. I didn't see Barks. I had plans. I just didn't see him.
Yeah. Wow.
You know,
kind of like Batman Begins, you know.
I guess I'm just being a little bit too honest, but that's
Zach to this story.
I know.
Seriously,
but that's really what happened. Yeah. And I went to prison because they said I knew what he was doing and didn't say anything.
No, to help
you obviously don't understand 2 minutes.
Okay, thanks.
But I'm gonna go outside and get a drink. Could have said anything, but he has to go with that.
What'd you say,
Richard?
Hold on.
Wow. Hold your thought. We'll get it when you come back.
Hold on. Tank, there it is. Look at him.
I'm just saying. I was getting ready to get us out of here. All I was going to say was a friend of mine had the same thing that happened to her. She didn't know anything.
Oh, really?
But they said she did, and she spent a year in prison.
Wow. I have a question for you when we come back.
Excellent.
I have a question for you because I want to see your reaction.
Well, please. Be careful. I'm a loose cannon as well. All right, everybody. Green Legion. Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia. Hell of a show with the normal cast of characters. Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Kyle Slash. Lewis Quinn and Dr. Irving Fryer talking shop. And his personal life here on the show. Brought to you by friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Back with some more hard questions and what if. Check them out at MCSinc-PA.com or call the office 484-202-3656. Man. This beer is creeping back up on me.
Heartburn.
I chugged the rest of it.
Indigestion.
That'll teach you.
Yeah, that'll teach me to do that right before I come back from break.
It's a Pepto-Bismol commercial.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, sponsor Pepto-Bismol because you have the worst commercial on the planet right now.
Oh,
indigestion and diarrhea. Hey!
Diarrhea.
Ew.
Yeah. Great show, guys.
Great combo.
Like we like listening to you apologize for the sick.
Not you guys. The fans do. The fans come out for the town.
I need to adorn that segment with Diaz talking about the sick.
And there goes the mute button again.
Yeah, right? I believe Irving Fryer had a question.
I have a question, yes. I have a question. Now, I want to say this, that everything that I've said so far about that whole prison experience, and prison did mess with me. It didn't mess me up. But actually, when I went to prison, I met some real nice people. Matter of fact, it took me to go to prison to meet some nice people. It's the people out here that are mean and evil and judgmental.
Oh,
don't talk about Hollis like that.
The question is, do I agree with that?
Yeah. People in prison aren't mean and evil because guess what? We've all been found guilty.
Wow.
Yes.
Here's my question.
Yeah. Think about it.
Okay.
So here's my question. In this regards to my case, this happened during the trial. Obviously, there were banks involved. So there was a president of one of the banks who was on the stand. And as he's talking, one of the things he said was that I don't tell my loan officers to do any kind of background check or to do.
Sorry. Let me start. Everybody, Irving Fryer here in studio with us. Okay. Sorry, I didn't say that in the comeback. Okay.
He said, as president of the bank, he says, I don't tell any of my loan officers to call those who have filled out a loan application for a loan to check on their job history, to check to see if they have a job. We just trust our people. What do you think about that statement by?
Say that again.
Yes.
Exactly. No president of a bank would ever do that.
Seriously.
This is on record.
That's bad business.
Go back to the courts, get the documents there, and that's when you know there's some flabbernacle going on. There's some mess that was going on. There's a president.
Are you prepared for a bleep?
Flabbernacle.
I already got a list.
Here. There's a president.
That's 100% horse.
President of the bank is sitting on the stand, and he said, "Now, what, mind you, he says, I tell my loan officers, don't bother to call to check to see if they have a job because we trust our people. Then one of his loan officers was on the stand and she said that I called Miss McGee. That's my mother. I called her and I talked to her. I remember her voice. Now, mind you, my mother.
She pronounced it Aline.
Yeah, Aline.
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 I talked to her. I remember her voice. Now he said,
they never.
I tell you not to call. You're saying you call now. When Barksdale's on the stand,
how does this not go to a mistrial?
Listen to me. You keep interrupting me. I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm saying too. Barksdale's on the stand. They got pictures of the loan, the applications of the loan. The number that the applicant put on is not my mother's number. It's Barksdale's number. Mr. Barksdale, is this your number that's on here? My attorney's asking. This is my number. Yeah, why is your number on the application and not Miss McGee's? Well, because I wanted people to call me if they're calling about the loan and not her, or call Mr. Fryer and not her. That's what he said. Well, if he says, the president says, I don't have my loan officers call, and she's saying I call and I talk to Miss McGee, but the number she called is Barksdale's number, what in the name of Jesus Christ is going on?
You got real.
You're getting fired up right now. I hear you.
Because I'm sitting there like,
I believe you.
Well, the amount of hell that he went through.
Right, I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, this is obvious that there's something not right here. You're supposed to get the benefit of the doubt. That's why I didn't testify, because these things were so obvious. And you're supposed, there's doubt there. There's something wrong with this. Obviously, those people who are in the jury were not people who are my peers, because if they had ever bought a house, they know they put you through hell to buy a house.
And you know what you said earlier, you're guilty until proven innocent. Unfortunately, like in the public, they're like, well, he got charged. He must have done something.
Yes.
I don't understand all this mumbo jumbo, but he must have done. Why would they charge him?
That's right.
That's what people think.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a bunch of BS.
Yes. And I'm still living. I was trying to buy a house. I can't buy a house right now because of my record, because of the judgments against me. I have to rent. I'm sorry for banging on.
Nah, it's okay. You know what? You're loud now.
You're loud. Yeah.
I'm not saying anything.
I can't even buy a house.
Flip that thing if you need to.
Jeez.
I was like, we can replace all that equipment on there in that table. You yeah, knock that thing over.
It's already been broken once anyway by
Tree Murphy.
thanks again.
His horses, as
he's the meanest.
Now, I was going to ask you a question, but.
Okay, let me calm down first.
I forgot.
You forgot.
It'll come back to me. He told me to shut up. I just forgot.
I told you to shut up.
Now you were on the rant. I didn't want to interrupt you. Okay. It sounded pretty good.
Well, everybody, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia with Irving Fryer, 17-year NFL vet, talking
and these are
about his life.
These are facts.
Talking about his life and talking about the tough stuff, the subjects. But
and mind
and,
you,
and if you ask him, he will say that this was still the path.
Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously. I don't believe anything happens by chance or by coincidence. I believe it's God's providence. Nothing happens unless God allows it or God arranges it. So there's a purpose behind this. We believe as Christians what the Bible says, and that all things that happen, they work together for good. You know, you take the bitter with the sweet, the ups with the downs. At the end, there's a happy ending. And that's
well, I mean. I'll subscribe to that, especially after 66 days off.
happy ending. What do you mean by happy ending?
A happy ending. I mean, there's
happy,
the ending is better.
Now, you weren't always a man of the cloth.
Oh, no.
So you know what a happy ending is.
I didn't always believe that either.
Hold on. He's a man of the cloth, but he's also a man of the craft.
Yes.
Which
Robert Kraft.
Damn it.
He did play for the Patriots.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh. I was thinking the same damn thing.
You. Hold on. But yes. Robert Kraft was not the owner, though.
No, he wasn't.
Not then.
Not then.
No. Oh, he wasn't.
No.
But he's a man of the cloth.
I played for the Sullivans, and I played for, oh, gosh, what was that guy's name? He, the ship.
Gillette. Yeah,
Victor Kiam.
Victor Kiam
was
there.
When Victor was the owner when I left.
Okay. I'm sorry. Kraft. All we equate the Patriots to is
cheaters. Yeah. Sorry.
Kraft took over after I left.
I did want to ask you this though. Chris Sack and Diaz and I are
to your mouth.
Have a big affinity for uniforms.
Did you like
the old Patriot
Pat
uniform
Patriot?
With the
Oh, much better than
right?
the current
I think it
Patriots.
Better. I hate the Patriots. Yeah.
I didn't necessarily like the guy on the helmet, but the red, white, blue, I like that.
I thought it was a cool uniform.
Because I came from red and white at Nebraska, so it kind of, you know, it kind of fit real well and looked real well. Yeah, I like that. Better than the new uniforms. I don't like those pants, like gray pants or whatever they
are. Plus, they're associated with.
And we were worried about content.
We're not even gonna get to what if.
I don't know if we're going to. But do you want to try, Irving? The floor is yours.
Let me say this. When all of this went down, even though I went to prison for 8 months, I was there for this whole experience that, you know, I did not necessarily. You got a question?
I do want to interrupt you here, right, because your sentence was 4 or 5 years.
My sentence was five. But I had a.
So obviously something was wrong there with them letting you out.
Well,
within 8 months.
Well, understand this.
Somebody went, yo, no, if he wants to push this, he can really screw something up.
Let me finish.
No.
So, and it was the maximum for that charge was 5 years. But I got a five, what they call a five flat. There was no stip. I didn't have 5 years with a 1 year stipulation. So if I had a 5 year sentence with a 1 year stipulation, then I would have had to do at least a minimum of 1 year before I became eligible for an outside program, whether it be probation or ISP, intensive supervision program, which is the program that I was on after 8 months. I immediately became eligible. My first night in prison, one of the ISP officers came to see me. So I immediately, and the judge, you know, ordered it actually. And the judge actually said, before she sentenced me, I would have found you innocent. She said that. She said, Mr. Fryer, and this is all documented. I'm not, you can go back. This is on the records. This is legal. You can go back.
She knows the law. The public don't know the
doctor,
actual law.
The judge said, Mr. Fryer, I would have found you innocent. If that's the case, then why are you treating me like I'm guilty? But anyway, so I became immediately eligible for ISP. So I came out on intensive supervision program after 8 months, but for 21 months after that, I had to report to ISP once a week. I had to take urine tests, a drug test. I had to have two jobs. They took 20% of my check after taxes for my first job, and they took 100% of my check of my second job for 21 months.
Wait, why?
because of the restitution.
Oh.
And all. So they did that for 21 months. Now, had I not, I mean, I don't know how people live. You know, I don't know how people do it.
That's part of the whole problem.
That's why people go back to prison. Yeah. That's why people go back to prison.
They got to stay off the books.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but the most difficult part, my, which call went out?
Yeah, just keep talking, man.
Just keep talking.
Yeah, keep talking. Come on, man.
My phone.
He was getting good.
Yeah, I know, but my phone went out. My picture went out.
No, we want him back.
Don't you want the picture?
Yeah, we still got you, though. We can.
Yeah, I know you can hear me. There's my picture. Let me allow it again.
Get back in.
There you go. Yeah, you heard it. There you go.
I got you.
Phone's running out of juice, I guess. But anyway, the biggest struggle for me in all of this was the relationships.
Now move your hand because we can't anybody see you. You wanted everybody to see you, then okay. You put your hand up in front of you.
Coming from a guy who has to move his hand away from everything because he blocks the sun if he puts his arm up.
So when I was indicted, my wife for 28 years filed for divorce. And I went through that whole, you know, when the divorce was final, I had to go to court in Orange, shackled in my feet, shackled around my waist, shackled by my hands, and shackled to my waist. And I couldn't even sign the divorce papers because they wouldn't unshackle me. I had to, it was crazy. It was crazy. My daughter was really upset because she was there. But the relationships, man, there were so many people who turned their backs and walked away. And the reason it was so upsetting to me was because all of those people, the relationship was, I thought, reciprocal. It was non-reciprocal because those people I would have done anything for. I would have done anything for. And now here they are because of what I'm the one that's going through this, not you.
Right.
You know, I'm the one that's in prison, not you.
Right.
And they're more concerned about them. And that's what bothered me because I felt like all of my life I'm giving to people and I'm doing for people and I'm so willing to give of myself, but the relationships were non-reciprocal and I felt like a fool. I really felt like a fool. So my circle of people has really, really shrunk.
Yeah. So Herb Dog, and I don't know if you remember asking me.
Did you call him Herb Dog?
Yeah, Herb Dog.
I like that. Yeah. You can't call him Herb Dog.
So you remember the question you asked
me? You can get the hell out of the studio right now.
Can I say something real quick? I can't stop laughing to myself because Irving's in this deep conversation. Yeah. All I see is Diaz's freaking
ass right next to him. I know. I got it. Yeah. He's going to see on the Apple concert.
That's great. You don't have to participate in the tomfoolery there, Mr. Fryer.
That would be so, Dr. Fryer. To
Dr. Fryer.
So you remember we had a conversation. we had a conversation one time, and I think you was trying to prove a point to somebody, and you said, "If I call you in the middle of the night, and I say, meet me right here,
meet me in the woods, meet me in the woods at midnight with a shovel,
yeah,
and a flashlight."
And what did I say?
Sure, I'll be there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so when he was given that story towards the end of that about people.
And I would say, go get your shine box.
You know it. But so what do you say?
No, nobody got that.
Stop interrupting.
Good fellas.
Let's talk.
Yeah, so when you were talking about what went down when everybody else turned their back on you, so mm-hmm. It's kind of like as your last year leaving the league,
right?
It's like when you're not spending as much money as you were spending at first because it was coming in like that,
mm-hmm.
and then you find out who your true friends are,
right?
And that's what I feel like that's what you found out, and it's like even when you came out. My number never changed, and I was like, and that's why it's like that's why I think that I think that's why you messed with me.
Yeah.
Point blank.
Well, yes, but it took me
point blank.
That was only the second time.
Exactly.
But again, because there were so many people who went finicky on me,
mm-hmm.
it took me a while to start.
Yeah, it took you a minute
reaching out to people because I was just uncertain about everybody.
No, you know? But I was like, that's why when you called me, I immediately answered.
Right.
I was point blank three times.
Yeah. She said it twice there.
Twice. really? Wow, thanks, big time.
Wow.
Just having fun, yeah.
Big time, everybody. Big time.
But what I was saying was like when you start saying that it just brought back to me when I walked away from the game and then people it's like certain people were just like, man, I guess you were only around for the good times. So.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports, The Gambler in Philadelphia with Irving Fryer. And of course, the normal cast of characters, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Shutup Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Kyle/Joe Dirt. Super Sam Brady working the board outside. Lewis and Clark. No, Lewis and Quinn. Here and of course.
Was it Superman?
Yeah, whatever.
Got Lewis and Clark in the studio.
That's it. Lewis and Clark. Everybody, we only have one more segment left and we didn't get to any of what if, so we don't have to do crap for next week's show. We got plenty. Irving.
Yes, sir.
We're going to talk about your podcast once again.
Okay.
When we come back in from break, make sure that everybody.
And understand this. I wouldn't be where I am. That's even here today had I not gone through the prison. I had to go through the prison. You know,
I don't want to say that you had to go through prison to get to us.
Yes, I did.
But we appreciate you one way or the
other. That's how I got to you.
You already knew me, though.
Yeah, I already knew you, too. But I had to find out how you know me and what you think about me.
You're my dog.
That's a good.
I know that now.
Herb dog. Yes,
I knew that before, but I really know it now. Okay. For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're my dog too. Because guess what? I reached out and called you.
I would never turn my back on you, though.
I believe that.
You know what? 100%. You know what I've learned with 5 years being friends with this man and one of my best friends now?
Mm-hmm.
This man doesn't turn his back on anybody.
No.
One of the kindest, not keeping score ever human beings
you're not supposed
I have
to.
Ever met in my entire life. Oh, no, I keep score. So,
you're not supposed
which is
to.
Which why I'm angry.
Irving, Quimby's a terrible person.
Because guess what? I would dare say there's probably a few of us in here who have done some things that may have warranted prison, but just didn't get caught.
Wait, what time is it? Green Legion, unlike Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Irving Fryer still in studio with us. Super Sam wondering why she's at the studio door right now. It's excellent. Reach out to MCS at 484-202-3656, 484-202-3656 for all your residential contracting needs. We will be back with one final segment right after this. Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Reach out to them at mcsinc-pa.com for all your residential contracting needs. In studio with us right now, the infamous 17-year NFL veteran, Dr. Irving Fryer. We won't get to Glenn with two N's. All right. There's only one doc in this town. That's it. And he's talking about his life. He's talking about his trials and tribulations and how he found the Lord and his path to getting where he is right now. And still struggling with certain elements and his fight through it. And I think I speak for all of us. I think you're kind of inspirational for a lot of people that are going through the same stuff.
Because
well, you're not the only one.
It's always too soon.
And there might be another one in the room that's going through that, too. Who knows? You
know? Whatever do you mean?
Yeah. But real quick, Irving, why don't you tell us about your podcast, the first episode coming up. What's today, the 24th? What's your first episode?
July 2nd.
That's July 2nd.
Good. 8 days from today.
Good. And you know what? Is 7 days from today?
It's
when you come back on to promote that show once again.
Awesome. Okay, you want me to come back again?
Damn, you have an open invitation every single
show. Are you kidding me? I can just call you and tell you I'm coming?
Well, you said you had a what if category. So maybe, I mean, we're not going to get to that today. So you're going to have to come back and do our what if segment.
What if you guys invite me back all the time?
You got an open invite, sir.
Hey, you know what? Not trying to turn this into a commercial for our already 2 hour long commercial here on Green Legion Radio. But so everyone knows, and this is done, and we haven't even discussed it. The Fox Sports Green Legion Radio pregame show will be taking place at Xfinity Live on the patio of 1100 Social on the corner of 11th and Patterson every home game, the hottest corner in Philadelphia sports. Period. Bar none.
Wow.
Bottom line. Point blank.
I'm already worried about Tank yelling at opposing visitors walking by.
Four.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine what it's going to look like during the Cowboys game?
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
We're going to need some chains to keep him secured.
You know what? I am positive. So 1100 Social is the big balcony that overlooks Citizens Bank and the Link. And we are thankful enough that Xfinity Live gives us that space, the entire space for every home game. We have 500 to 700 people there for our tailgate every week. And now we are going to use that to bounce this station as high
to the next level
as humanly possible. And I'm sure there's going to be opportunities for you to come on the show with us there. We would hope so. Whatever's gone and gone through in your life and whatever angriness there was, I love you, man. I think you're phenomenal. I think not only have you found your way, but man, you're a great interview too. Honestly,
like, because he tells you to shut up.
You're
the only one.
Sometimes you make it hard for the interview because I'm trying to tell my story. I'm trying to remember, to go from this point to that point. Then you stop and you start asking another question. I forget where I am and where I'm trying to go.
You can be the official Quimby wrangler.
I keep it in check.
Welcome to Green Legion Radio.
I am constantly working on my trade.
I had a quick news break for Diaz. The Flint, Michigan Tropics, we're going to trade Jackie Moon to the Sixers for Ben Simmons. And we're going to get the moon shot.
Make the deal. Make the deal.
Yeah, I agree.
And as a caveat, we get the song Love Me Sexy.
We can have the song already.
To be played at the arena.
Who invited Tank? Whoever told you wearing your hat that way was sexy.
Ooh,
hey, listen, man. What are you, Sean Henderson?
Hey.
I don't even.
No, he's right. The Phillies are backwards.
Yeah.
You're damn right. That's there. Right.
You know what? Let's do that real quick. First of all, Irving, tell us more about your podcast. There it is.
He's been doing this to me now for 2 or 3 days. That's not even cool. We're fair.
Do I have to wait for him?
Nah, you don't.
Tell us about your podcast.
It's called The Fryer Place. It's going to be on YouTube starting on July 2nd. That's a Friday. It's going to be on every Friday.
I am interrupting you. Diaz, make sure. No, this is a good interruption. Make sure that you get out on all of our social media platforms. Subscribe to Irving's YouTube channel.
Right. Well, I'm going to give Diaz a flyer.
Electronic flyer?
Yep. Flyer, graphic. Not flyer.
Oh, okay.
Flyer.
Hold on a second. Hold on. You have to go fryer every time a flyer is involved.
Yeah. A flyer with a live link so that you can put it out. And what we're looking for is we're looking to get 10,000 subscribers before the show actually goes on July 2nd. So that's our goal. I want you to put that out too. We want to get 10,000 subscribers on the YouTube channel.
Can we get 1,000 for ours?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll do my best. Yes.
You got over 100,000 on your Facebook page.
We do. Combined with all the hosts.
Right. So put it on there. Tell them to go to the YouTube page through the live link and subscribe. We want to get 10,000 subscribers before we go on. The Fryer Place, the first week we're going to have Ricky Simmons. The second week we're going to have Tony Collins. That theme is going to be from the NFL to the prison cell then and now. Then we're going to have
I heard week three is going to be the Marx Brothers, right?
Yeah, the Marx Brothers, week three, Mark Duper, Mark Clayton. Week four, Andre Reed.
Nice. Can we please go back to where he slapped the hell out of Dion?
week five, I think what I'm going to do on week five is Daddy and Daughter Day, meaning we're going to talk about family with regards to fame, friction, failure, fallout, and forgiveness.
Lots of F's.
Me and my dog. Yes, lots of F's.
Yeah. I got a few in for you.
It's the fireplace where the conversations are what? Fire.
Boy. That's good.
Nice.
Attaboy.
I forgot what it was.
I totally what is forgot going on today?
That's the second time. To be fair, it's the last segment. He doesn't have his party lights on. Where are the party lights? You got to get it going.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Tank?
I was deep into the show here.
Deepest apologies.
All right. Well, let's do this. Zach. Well, first of all,
Zach.
Well, that's Zach.
That's me.
I thought he was nuts.
Slash.
Nuts are in the sack. So.
How much time do we have left on this segment?
Like 2.5 minutes.
All right. I want to give Zach 60 seconds to berate the Phillies because he can't do it with Murph on Bud Light Baseball Brunch, which you guys will hear tomorrow live in studio from 10 to 11. But after that, I want to give a taste of What If, which next week's show is going to be all about What If. Sack, go.
An incredibly pathetic week by the Phillies, for sure. Like, first of all, you lose a 2 out of 3 again to Captain Coconut Oil, who's doing a great job. I'm going to give him credit. He's doing a great job.
Now, best record in the league.
Can he sustain it? Can he sustain it? He's had good teams and good records through August before. So, in my opinion, we'll see how that lasts. But to blow those two games, which they blew against the Nationals this week, was completely pathetic. I've been a supporter of Joe Girardi until the other day. Until the other day, he really sparked my ire. When you have Sam Coonrod that walks the bases loaded, you have two outs, and all you need is a measly out, and you go to the bullpen and you bring out David friggin' Hale. Are you kidding me? For the love of God, you have a bevy of riches out there in the bullpen. And I'm being sarcastic about this because the bullpen sucks. But you go to David Hale.
Yeah, I've never heard of
anything. Hale!
Who are these guys?
Hale! You go to David Hale. What the hell are you thinking?
What the hell?
Like, I'm sitting
and
here.
There is the forehead vein on
Jesus Christ. You bring this guy out there. I'm sorry if I use the Lord's name in vain there, Dr. Irving Fryer. But right. Holy go hell, you bring this guy out, and holy then everything just blows up. And then at the end of the game, we actually have a lead, and you bring in Hector Neris, who's now blown 3 of his last 5 save attempts. For the love of God, if there's not somebody else trying to close a game out this weekend against the Mets, I'm going to lose my crap.
What do you call this?
Yeah, this is a guy that cares about the Phillies a little bit too much, man. They're terrible. They got no one on their roster. Awful. Don't even worry.
Awful! For love of God, get your crap together.
I'm not going to lie. I was going to try to get into one of the what ifs.
I don't think we can.
And there is absolutely no way I am touching the rest of this.
What if Joe Girardi didn't bring David Hale out of the damn bullpen the other day? We would have won the damn game!
He's going again! This is awkward.
Let him go!
This just got awkward.
Disco Tank.
Diaz.
Club Tank.
Yeah, we're Club Tank. Diaz, thanks for coming by with the 76ers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 76ers. They forgot it, too.
In Morty, we trust.
All right. Let me finish this off right now because this is an absolute train wreck. All right. You guys. Bud Light Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler here in Philadelphia, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Irving Fryer, Dr. Irving Fryer, thanks for being here once again. You come back in studio with us next week, baby.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Promote that show.
That's the day before the show.
Day before. Let's keep promoting it. Let's blow it up. Yes. Let's blow it up.
Okay.
Lewis. Dominguez Jr., thanks for coming up from Miami, baby, for the show.
He didn't come for you. He came to see Irving.
Right. Well,
I'm just here for Irving.
Aren't you friends?
Okay. Yeah, One of my closest friends.
Yeah, but he
until you him. Pick him up at Chickies and Pizza, and he's 9 beers down before 2 o'clock.
They spoon, Irving. They spoon.
They spoon? Did you say they spoon?
Well, Quimby's little spoon.
All right, we're never good.
It just got awkward.
Did you just say they spoon?
From now on, I'm going to put 1 minute up when we have 3 minutes left to go.
Please do. Right.
I'm going to say 1 minute when we start the first segment.
Yeah.
How about
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, since you had a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget about his favorite jersey. It's okay. It is Pride Month, so let it go.
We couldn't talk about that last week.
No, buddy, we got to go. We got to go.
But since Slash has had a girlfriend, he's got it a bit about outside his britches.
What?
Yeah, since you had a girlfriend, you get outside your bridges.
Is that Miami hat camo? Because you don't want anyone seeing you wearing it.
Whatever that means. Let's
get out of here.
Doc, tell you later.
Bud Light Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia, brought to you by MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Overweight lovers in the house and gone, baby. See you next week.